I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Rich Johnson. He's chair of Marquette County Triad and a volunteer with the Forsyth Township Police Department, and Lieutenant Mark Giannunzio with the Michigan State Police at the Negaunee Post to find out more about National Drug Takeback Day, which is happening this Saturday. Here's more with Lieutenant Mark Giannunzio and Rich Johnson.
This Saturday, the 29th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., at all the participating agencies, we'll be collecting pills only at the designated spots. The only non-participant because of the jail is the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
But as far as I know, all the other agencies and the Post and the UP will be participating.
Well, you mentioned it, pills. You're looking for prescription medications, pill medications,
correct,
outdated medications. What is the intention? Why do this? Why is this effort there?
Well, the main thrust, Walt, is to keep everything out of the environment. There's a lot of over-the-counter things, too. Anything over-the-counter we'll take, like vitamins,
sure,
and
right,
so on.
Right.
But the prescription things, of course, can be very nasty and very dangerous in the wrong hands, accidental or otherwise. So that's why we're going after pills. We don't. What we encourage people to do is bring them in plastic Ziploc bag type things, because we don't want to see their containers. We don't,
sure,
need their personal,
right,
information.
It's, yeah, take them out of the prescription,
no
pills
asked,
and everything, or
exactly,
take them out of the blister packs, put them into the pills.
Bingo.
Yeah. Lieutenant Mark Giannunzio with us this morning from the Michigan State Police. The posts will be open for this, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All the post lobbies across the UP, across the state, will be open from 10 to 2. We'll have a sergeant there working, and the big red box will be there for everybody to bring their pills for.
And this is a no questions asked format.
You got it. Yep. Just bring them in. Again, just like Rich said, pill form, out of the blister packs, into the red bin, and then away you go.
So obviously there are environmental concerns of, you know, don't flush these down the toilet, send them down the drain or something like that, because that gets into the water supply. But from a law enforcement standpoint, Mark, let's talk about that a little bit in terms of keeping these pills. If they're outdated and you don't need them anymore and whatnot, you don't want to keep them around because there could be some drugs that people might want, that they might even do something like break into your place.
Yeah, we see that a lot in the elderly community where, you know, maybe somebody's grandparent will have a lot of narcotics, pain narcotics. And if they don't get rid of those, sometimes we'll have relatives or close family friends that will try to break into that house and steal those narcotics. So if you're not, yeah, using them, get rid of them.
Get rid of them is good advice. We're talking about National Drug Takeback Day. Now, that is this Saturday, and from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can take your prescription pills to Michigan State Police Post and other law enforcement agencies around the area to drop those off. But, Rich, I did want to touch on this, that this effort is to collect pills, and,
correct,
they encourage you to take all the pills out of the containers and just put them in a clear plastic bag and bring them.
Right.
What if you have medications, prescription and otherwise, that are outdated, you're wanting to get rid of them, you don't want to throw them in the garbage, you don't want to dump them down the drain or something like that? What can people do?
You mean like liquids, for
liquids,
example?
Yes. Yeah. Liquids would be a good example, yes.
One of the things that the DEA talks about is to take those liquids, ointments, that type of thing, lotions, and mix them with used coffee grounds.
Okay.
Or cat litter. Neutralizes the effects of those particular drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can put them in a plastic bag, seal them up, put it in your garbage, your,
okay,
household garbage.
So really it is to kind of at least kind of bulk them up a little bit, neutralize,
exactly,
them.
Right.
Old coffee grounds.
Exactly.
Okay. And well, that's a good thing. Sharps are always a tricky bit, too.
The syringes, sharps, that type of thing. Well, one of the recommendations is to place them in like a 2-liter empty soda bottle.
Sure.
Put the top back on, tape it shut, and then that can be also placed in the regular trash.
National Drug Takeback Day, this is the focus on picking up pills, and this has been a very successful effort, Rich. I know that they've collected a lot over the years. There's been some major amounts that have been picked up.
As of 2022 in April, Walt, the total across the country was 7,995 tons.
It's amazing when you,
yeah,
think about that.
Exactly.
And this keeps it out of the environment. Lieutenant Mark Giannunzio with us this morning from the Michigan State Police here at the Negaunee Post. You know, we talked about a little bit the law enforcement angle of it is getting these out of, you know, medication boxes and getting them out of medicine boxes in people's homes and things and cabinets, because people might go in and go after them. But there's also just a good way of getting rid of these. Let's just say you're doing, you know, you have to clean up a home or something like that. Perhaps your grandparents or someone have passed and you're doing the clean out. This is a good option as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime we can get these unused drugs off property or off the street, because eventually that's where they end up if right. we don't dispose of them properly. So it helps us in the long run.
For yeah. sure. And you don't want to put them in the, you know, down the drain. You don't want to put them out in the garbage just unprotected. So the key here to remember, Mark, tell us again, is to get all the pills out of the various containers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Pill form, bring them in a plastic bag. There'll be a big red bin at every post. And most local law enforcement agencies will be open on Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. Dump those into that red bin and away you go.
And again, Rich, it's from when to when this Saturday?
This Saturday, Walt, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's Rich Johnson, chair of Marquette County Triad and a volunteer with the Forsyth Township Police Department, and Lieutenant Mark Genunzio with the Michigan State Police at the Negaunee Post. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.